Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning from the Bodacious Studios.
They're Bodacious of
WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land. How was your week, Kev?
It was fine. Lovely weather.
Yes, it was.
It was supposed to rain on Wednesday, and then it didn't.
No, it did not. It's clouding up, but...
Well, maybe later.
I thought maybe we'd get away with it, but we still got a long time yet to go.
We have a long time. We're enjoying every minute of it.
Absolutely.
So I hope everyone else is enjoying the weather as well. We are enjoying our show this week. I'm going to have Broen McNitty, a little bit of Tannehill Weavers, the O'Neill Sisters, and Dennis Cahill. How about you, Farmer?
I'm going to try some... Pedrick Stevens today, 40 Irish songs someone should know, every ought to know, and we'll
there's a test.
Yeah.
There's a test after this show, so everyone pay attention.
Yeah, be on our Facebook page.
Yeah. All right, let's get started with Broen McNitty.
Thank you.
First time I've heard that version of the song with birds chirping.
It is. Well, it's an old one that we like to hear on the show once in a while. So
I'm glad we played it, and I'm glad the O'Neill's sisters have given us a version of it, and that's from their album Black is the Color. And before that, we heard a Tannehill Weavers with a reel, Hey, McDonough Croquin to Shoyle. I'm not going to try that again. And first up on this set, we heard from Bronan McVitie She's the folk singer that we like from Northern Ireland. Yep. Her great CD, really a good CD, We Are the Wildlife, and the name of the tune was Bonnie Brannigan. So we like her very much. How about you, Farmer? What you got?
Well, we're going to kick this set off with the Rose of Tralee.
Another traditional song.
Yeah.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountains. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my true love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of spreading. And Mary all smiles sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding. When I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee, though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, it was the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. Not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. Thank you.
Was rather abrupt. That was Peggy Gordon. I like that version of that song. Sinead O'Connor has a very nice version of that song as well. That's from an album called The Songs of Ireland. And even though it sounded like the Dubliners, it wasn't the Dubliners. Our album is unique insofar it doesn't identify any of the artists that are doing the singing and playing, so I don't play it that often. I looked all over the internet, too, and it wasn't happening. And before that, we heard from artists that we can identify.
Yeah.
Dennis Cahill and Martin Hayes. They're great musicians. They don't play together anymore, but they have several great albums that they put out in Ireland beginning in 1999. They play in the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest.
Oftentimes, because apparently Martin Hayes has relatives up there that he visits. But those are two reels. One was The Old Bush, and the other one was The Reel with the Burl.
There we have it.
There you have it. And what did you start us off with,
Farmer? Started us off with The Rose of Tralee by the original Irish Boys. That's that CD I was telling you about off the air that I went down to the library in Stockbridge and got it. Went through about 10, 20 CDs, and I found all the Irish ones, and I think I paid $6-7 for
it. Oh, yes, you got a great deal.
Yeah, it was nice.
Was it new?
No, it was used, and but still.
It was a tag sale type?
Yeah, it was at the book sale.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you can find some good stuff in there sometimes.
And the Rose of Tralee is a great song. Tralee is a beautiful place. Tra being beach and Lee being left, so it's the beach on the left.
The beach on the left.
Where apparently there's a rose. So, we're going to hear something from you now, Farmer.
We are.
Again?
Yep. We're going to start with Ireland for the Summer by Parik Stevens.
There's something that I have to tell you. Send it off today, but I couldn't wait. I just had to call you. I've got a ticket and I'm on my way. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon. I'm on my way. I just going down on Galway Bay. I've been keeping the best side out of the stormy winter, working hard and trying to save my pay. The weather's clearing up, it's getting better. I sing to myself each and every day. To fall on the way, seeing beauty in the face, feeling music in everything they say. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon. I'm on the way. I just can't wait.
Gwalam shil kandrani vara I kem hans megdal emhel E kasfiram megdomar kyoi Apakon tron seir bille
Allelu, pillelu, allelu Tan poker bille, allelu, pillelu
The river trasna tree logo, still lotion coro, carefwed nam winna. It's traskert of worshens, not our toga,
hosta non the ground left and of
Allelu, Pillelu, Allelu, Humpocker, Pille, Allelu, Pillelu.
Che carry grand scorn, Nagarilla for Sahon may a villa. Sun Sun the Hash and Lamb of Lefony Gorn, Falle Brick,
Hallelu, 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 on Poker, Hallelu, Hallelu.
Es valig for si conscien clipper, the voil share up the irks a thorner, stavrisht no the yenche gibble.
Allelu, pillelu, allelu, on poker bille, allelu, pillelu.
Invite the neighbors outside with this chorus.
Leave out and take your fucking army. like the Zulu say, it's fierce bows and arrows. Tell them how you face each one with your 60-pound gun, and you fight an apple native to the marrows. Alan Larkin and O'Brien, Elder Strong and call you swine. Rover them and do you hang to a quarter? Right upon the scaffold high, how you butcher and rejoy, and the crappy boys so expert you to slaughter.
That was certainly a rough and tough version of that. That was the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats. They made a couple albums together. This one is called Seven Hearts, One Soul. And before that, we heard from Seamus Begley, Lawrence Courtney, and Dahi O'Shea with Mpakabooey, Little Goat.
The Little Goat.
And you started it off, Farmer.
I did. I started this off with Ireland for the Summer with Parik Stevens.
It's a lovely song. He's a great singer.
Really, you know, remember we saw him, you, Bobby, and I, down in Springfield that couple summers ago.
The West Springfield
Irish
Club.
Yeah, something like that.
And today in Irish history, on the 29th of October, 1816, 8 people died when their house, Wild Goose Lodge in rural County Louth, was set on fire. This is 1816, remember. Located 5 miles northeast of Rootstown, the house belonged to Edward Lynch, a prosperous farmer in the area. In April of that year, 3 ribbonmen, members of a Catholic secret society, showed up at Lynch's home demanding guns. This led to a confrontation, after which Lynch informed the authorities of what had happened. Michael Tiernan, Patrick Stanley, and Philip Conlon were found guilty of breaking and entering, and they were hanged in RD. Though there were many doubts that they were the ones, in fact, involved in the original attack. In October, other men showed up at Lynch's home swearing revenge. Approximately 75 ribbonmen, some of whom had been sworn to secrecy by the school teacher, Patrick Devane, they surrounded Wild Goose Lodge and set it on fire. Lynch was killed, as were 3 other members of his family, his daughter and her husband, and the couple's 5-month-old baby and 4 servants.
Wow.
The event sent shockwaves through County Louth, and 18 men, one of whom was Devane, were found guilty and executed. Before the sentencing, Judge Fletcher said that, quote, religious bigotry had no part in producing these monstrous crimes. They were not here two conflicting parties arrayed under the colors of orange and green, not Protestant against Catholic, nor Catholic against Protestant. No, it was Catholic against Catholic. Why do not their clergy exert their power over these people, he complained. We all know that by means of confession, they possess much information of what is transacting in the country. Many of the bodies of those executed were displayed in public. Some were seen by the Irish writer William Carleton. Having researched the crime, he inspired to pen a story called Wild Goose Lodge about the burning of Edward Lynch's home. Well, that are gruesome here,
yeah.
Today in Irish history.
Halloween, too.
And Halloween as well. But right now, we're going to be hearing number 7.
Yes.
Well, 2 princes landing stage, River Mersey, fare thee well. I am bound for California. It's a place that I know right well. So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. It's not
And if not, then he is sure in hell.
So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I think of thee.
Now the sun is on the harbor, love, and I wish I could remain, for I know it will be a long, long time before I see you again.
There we go! So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but my darling, when I
pretty little girl, a farmer's only daughter. The general bet £5,000 the colonel wouldn't dress up in a beggar's gown. And she'll travel the world, go round and round. Will she go with a rambling shoeler? Oh, the colonel started out next day, dressed in a beggar's clothing. It wasn't long till he found his way to the farmer's lowly dwelling. Oh, farmer, shelter me for the night, I sleep in your barn until daylight. Take pity on the beggar's awful plight, God help all rambling shoelers. Oh, the farmer says the night is wet, you can come to the kitchen fire. The colonel says to the serving maid, it's you I do admire. Will you leave them all and come with me, leave them all a dromedary. What a lusty beggar you would be, away with the rambling shoeler. And the farmer and his servants all, they fell into loud laughter. When who came tripping down the stairs but the farmer's only daughter? She too blue eyes like the morning skies, soon as the beggar he did her spy. She barely caught his rambling eyes, she'll be mine, says the rambling shoeler. And the farmer and his servants all, they went out to the byre. He put his arm around her waist as they sat by the kitchen fire. He put his hand upon her knee, unto her gave kisses three. Says she, how dare you make so free, and it's you but the rambling shoeler.
While we're listening to Francis and Mary Black with Un Rome Don Billy, this is Farmer and Kevin Kale saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I thank everybody for listening. Be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grama agat agustihi shuhugan.